country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
Back here in the woods, folks, the woman and the kids and the dogs and me. This is the Trump phenomenon, and I'm James Kelso. We're with you live for a brief hour together, reveling, basking, luxuriating in the Trump phenomenon here in the Trump era. Long may it last. Oh, my goodness. And you're invited to participate at 800-313-9443 with your calls. Let me get that message board up here. There we go. So I can see you when you appear in all your magnificent wisdom and common sense. That's what the Trump revolution is all about. So let's update ourselves for the last 24 hours. I'll tell you, within the last hour, something that impressed me. I'll put this log on the fire for you to think about, comment upon. You know, Tucker Carlson is one hell of a man and one hell of a philosopher and thinker. He is doing such incredible, original reporting and research, investigation. His story tonight was magnificent. He's really uncovered something ugly, ugly, ugly. And that is the corrupt relationship between so-called conservative nonprofit organizations in Washington, D.C., and the left-wing media monopoly, especially the internet media monopoly, the tech monopoly, Google, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and all the rest. And what he exposed is the fact that organizations that you and I, you know, we're prone to hear the name like the American Conservative Union. And you think, well, that's a pretty genuine group. Or the American Enterprise Institute, or the Heritage Foundation, or Americans for Prosperity, and others. They are completely in bed with big tech. They are being paid for. They are being funded by big tech. They are being bought by big tech. And they're not telling you that. So the Heritage Foundation is not sharing with you the fact that they're getting their money from Google and Facebook. This is totally corrupt, folks. And what is Google? What's Facebook? What's Amazon? What are they getting for their money? Well, they're getting the treasonous collaboration of groups like the American Enterprise Institute, the American Conservative Union, Americans for Prosperity, and the Heritage Foundation. And Tucker Carlson, by the way, he knows whereof he speaks. He says, hey, half of so-called conservative Washington has at one point or another worked for the Heritage Foundation. He said, myself included 30 years ago. So he knows what he's talking about. He's not just commenting from the peanut gallery like me. So I really respect this research. And he's saying nobody's doing anything about this. Nobody's striking out against this corrupt collaboration of so-called, and they're not, so-called conservative nonprofits and the left-wing demon rat, big tech. So, and the couple remedies that Tucker explored, one is trust busting, busted up into smaller groups. Let's see, what was another remedy he explored? Ah, this is important. I almost forgot this. Media that's regulated by the Federal Communications Commission, like Fox, is required, there are requirements, licensing requirements, that they air opposing points of view. There are also licensing requirements that they not censor free speech. The tech companies have, and I wrote it down downstairs and I didn't bring it up with me, it's a liability exemption. I think I got the term correct from memory. Liability exemption. And somebody out there in listener land who can explain that, the legality of that better to the audience, please call in. But these tech companies, these social media, have a liability exemption. They are not held. They can censor they can censor till they turn blue. They can suppress free speech. They don't have any obligation to be a public commons. They are unlike the phone company. The phone company can't tell you what you can and cannot say on your telephone. That was resolved long ago in matters before the Federal Communications Commission and the Supreme Court. You know, a private company, Bell Telephone, well, we own the lines. We own your handset, let's say. We own all kinds of things. We own the switches. So, yeah, we can say, no, you can't. You can't say whether somebody can use your equipment, and you can't say what they can say on your equipment. That's been resolved long ago. That public commons doctrine is that you, in the same way that somebody can't license or copyright the breathing of oxygen, you need it just to be alive. To have a telephone on which you can speak, you need it just to function. Somebody can't deny you that based on their free enterprise, private property. We own this phone company. So the same principle, this is another remedy for big tech. Make them conform, make them lose their liability exemption, which I'm not explaining very well because I don't know exactly what that phrase means, but make them lose that liability exemption so that they can be sued for infringing your free speech. They can be sued for canceling your website, sued for deleting your posts. So, anyway, brilliant reporting, brilliant journalism by Tucker Carlson tonight. And this, we know Donald Trump watches that show. He's got Donald Trump's ear. So watch Donald Trump get something rolling here. Let's go take a look at our leader here over to his Twitter account. You know, sometimes he might be watching Tucker Carlson show and he'll put out a tweet or, you know, some other show. He'll put out a tweet that clearly shows he's sitting there watching right there, right then, right there. All right. What do we got here? We have. This is nice. One of the features on Tucker Carlson tonight, he had a Border Patrol type person who was there and really telling the story on this next tweet of the president's. 3 hours ago, he tweets, "We are getting MS-13 gang members and many other people that shouldn't be here out of our country!" Exclamation mark. And this guy, working for Border Patrol or ICE or one of these agencies, he said, "These are savages." And he gave examples of them. Here's something I didn't know. I thought that to become a member of MS-13, you had to kill somebody. Just a random person that you're assigned. I thought, you know, that's pretty sickening, isn't it? Well, I was wrong. It's four people. You have to kill four people. Wow. And also to get a promotion. You have to kill four people. One of their ways of killing people is to cut out their living heart. Where have you heard of that before? Yes, exactly what the Aztecs did. Stretch the person out on the altar at the top of the sacrificial pyramid. Take your razor sharp knife. Open up the chest, open heart surgery. Grab the still beating heart of the still conscious person being sacrificed to the so-called gods. Pull up on that heart, which is still beating, red and bloody and hot in the hand of the so-called priest. That's what the conquistadors found when they arrived. That's what they witnessed. Mountains of skulls of the sacrificial victims, heads, chopped off heads rolling down the beautiful pyramids that you can go visit as a tourist. Oh honey, these pyramids are so beautiful. Can we get a picture? Let's get a selfie with the pyramid in the background. This is so romantic. That's the only thing these pyramids were used for. The steep sides made sure that the heads that were lopped off would bounce all the way down to be caught at the bottom in the catching nets of the drug crazed. Yes, back in the 1500s, and 1400s, the drug crazed gang leaders, the gangs in, same thing. So, and this was good. This guy was on there. And Tucker Carlson was reporting the horror of it, the brutality of it, the rape, the murder, the torture, the taking of, in our schools, people with machetes chopping students up. And then Tucker Carlson had a very good line to this. He said to the guy, he said, well, I guess they're just God's, they're all God's children, to quote Nancy Pelosi. And I love the Border Patrol guy said, you know, gave a great, you know, made a great face at that. Right, right. All God's children. Thank you, Nancy. Anyway, that's darn good reporting. And the two issues there I reported that I was impressed with there. But the one is, you know, I need to... This is something to hear Tucker Carlson, former employee of the Heritage Foundation, ripping them to shreds. Americans for Prosperity, the American Conservative Union, the American Enterprise Institute. You know, you see these people, and he says they're getting their money from these left-wing media groups. And then what they're doing, oh, what are they doing with the money? When, I didn't close the circle here, when a patriot who wants to do some trust busting, or a patriot who wants to compel the media, the tech giants, to offer the neutrality, the non-censorship of the telephonic business, they are undercut by the ACU, the AEI, Americans for Prosperity and the Heritage Foundation. They will write papers, these supposedly conservative nonprofits will write papers saying, oh no, don't do that. The free enterprise will take care of the problem. Just put a little free enterprise on it and call me in the morning. Sorry. Sorry, folks. That don't work. Anyway, so that's what's going on. And, you know, it takes somebody has to notice the problem. And Tucker Carlson did tonight. He reached a lot of people. All right. Let's see. Let's look at more of the president's tweets. Let's see what he's noticing tonight. Five hours ago, he writes, Nancy Pelosi is looking for a quid pro quo with the Senate. Why aren't we impeaching her? Now, get the subtlety of what the president just said. Nancy is trying to what? What is she doing? She's saying, I'm not sending over the impeachment articles unless you give me what I want. This is Nancy Pelosi speaking. Give me your quid or you won't get your quo. And why aren't we impeaching her? Beautiful, Mr. President. Let's look for another tweet here. Just had a great call. This is 5 hours ago. Just had a great call with the president of Brazil, Jair Bolsonaro. B-O-L-S-O-N-A-R-O. Jair Bolsonaro. We discussed many subjects, including trade. The relationship between the United States and Brazil has never been stronger. And Bolsonaro apparently is part of the wave of Trump leaders around the world. Bolsonaro is shares things in common with Donald Trump. By the way, speaking of great leaders who are on the Trump train, one of them, one of the greatest of them all, Viktor Orban of Hungary, I heard him described on one of the lying lamestream networks as a dictator. That was very interesting. This whoever this puke was, fake news reporter, he said we have various dictators aligned with Donald Trump, like Viktor Orban. Viktor Orban is an overwhelmingly popular elected head of state of Oregon. The president says, donate now to Jeff Van Drew, congressman from the 2nd District of New Jersey. He puts up a picture of Van Drew, and he says, Jeff has my full endorsement. This is a big win, his switch to the Republican Party from the Democrat, for our GOP, and a big win for South Jersey. South Jersey is Trump country. You may not know that, folks. New Jersey is not just Newark, which is not Trump country. New Jersey has got some great real country in it. Beautiful country. And it is Trump country. So I know all New Jersey Republicans will join me in supporting Jeff Van Drew. The Democrats are already coming after him. So help Jeff win. Donate now to support Jeff. The Democrat Party's witch hunt and crazy, extreme policies are chasing common sense people out of the Dem Party. That's why Jeff Van Drew voted no on the impeachment hoax. Jeff will be joining our growing Republican Party. And that now has occurred. That occurred a few hours ago, folks. He switched parties. And let's see, let's find another one here. Oh, here's a great endorsement from Franklin Graham. We'll get to that right after this break. Stay tuned.
Beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back, folks, and thanks for tuning us in here on, did I give the date? December 20th, 2019. Oh, let's see, what are other, oh, the president, this is the tweet we were on when we went to break, and that is Donald Trump retweeting, well, he says, thank you. He has a picture here of Franklin Graham, Billy Graham's son, who's taken on the mantle of his father as a leader in the evangelical Christianity. Thank you to Franklin Graham for stating that his father, the late, great Billy Graham, voted for me in the 2016 election. Now, did any of us know that? Has Franklin Graham given us something new in private that we didn't know about his father? I think maybe so. But apparently Billy Graham, now, at that point in 2016, Franklin Graham had assumed the leadership. Billy Graham was mostly retired to his home, I believe, in the hills of Appalachia in North Carolina. Somebody help me if I'm misremembering. But the Billy Graham voted for me in the 2016 election. Then the president continues, I know how pleased you are, that is Franklin Graham, with the work we have all done together. Thank you, Franklin Graham. Now, one thing prompting this tweet from the president is a complete idiot, a retiring editor at Christianity Today. This guy is a real puke. I'll look up his name in a moment. I don't recall his name. He's a nobody. Nobody's ever heard of this guy. But he is editor and he's retiring, so he can sort of let her rip. And he wrote an editorial today saying that the president should be impeached and should leave office for immorality. Here's what Franklin Graham says. He says, where is that quote I had? I had a good quote here. I'm going to try to get it for you. I believe from Franklin Graham. Well, anyway, let me find what I'm looking for here. The president tweets today, "I guess the magazine Christianity Today is looking for Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, or those of the socialist communist bent to guard their religion. How about Sleepy Joe? The fact is, no president has ever done what I have done for evangelicals or religion itself." That is true. Here's another comment on this. A far-left magazine, that's the important thing. Franklin Graham, that was the quote I was looking for. I didn't find it yet. But today, Franklin Graham described Christianity Today as a far-left magazine purporting to represent evangelicals. "A far-left magazine," writes the president, "or very progressive, as some would call it, which has been doing poorly and hasn't been involved with the Billy Graham family for many years. Christianity Today knows nothing about reading a perfect transcript of a routine phone call and would rather have a radical left non-believer who wants to take your religion and your guns than Donald Trump as your president. No president has done more for the evangelical community, and it's not even close. You'll not get anything from those Dems on stage. I won't be reading E.T. again." He lays it all out right there. Then the president gives us a great graphic tweet. It's a picture of a great, great black and white picture of a serious-faced, determined Donald Trump looking straight at you, pointing his right finger toward you, the viewer. And it says, in big, bold type above him, "They're not after me. They're after you." He's pointing at you in the picture. Then at the bottom, the bottom is cut off. Let me see if I can. Okay. Then at the bottom it says, "I'm just in the way. They're not after me. They're after you." Drop to the bottom. "I'm just in the way." Very good, huh? Little bit of a break. Good chance to call in. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Trump phenomenon. And wait, how many days has the president been in office? It's been an uninterrupted, whatever that number is, that's the number of amazing successful days that the president has logged in. I don't think there's really any. Is he going to have a bad day? I don't think so. Everything's going well in Trump land. The Nancy Pelosi has the demon rats have screwed up so badly with this impeachment debacle. It's good. Let's see what Breitbart's saying about it. Oh, how about this? They report Christianity Today, this lousy journal we just mentioned. What were they doing back in 2015? They were backing amnesty for illegal aliens. Oh, I see. They're with Nancy Pelosi. All God's children. Here's a good one. Instagram is filtering posts for being satirical and containing memes. Oh my goodness. Joe Biden sticking his foot in his mouth is advocating unionizing McDonald's. Here's a story from Mexico. A border state judge is under official review after his suspicious releases of cartel gunmen. Well, folks, that's certainly not news. Confirmation of what's been going on for decades. The judges, the politicians, the El Presidentes, they are stooges of the cartels. They are at the receiving end of the carrot and the stick. This story just flashes back into my memory. Do you realize that Mexican generals, this stat came up. In the course of one investigation, it was realized that Mexican generals were getting an average of $50,000 a month each paid to them by the cartels. Similar to the money that Hunter Biden was getting from Burisma. $50,000 a month per general. Congressman Scalise says Democrat candidates hold 63 million Trump voters in contempt. Yes, indeed. Ooh. Okay, GOP senators request Ukraine interview with dossier hoaxer. Let me get this story up. This is good. We want to see some action in the Senate, ladies and gentlemen. We want to see a little bit of testosterone in the Senate. Let's see. Well, this is what the Chinese media is writing. The impeachment of Donald Trump proves that the U.S. is lying about Uyghur concentration camps. What are these? These are concentration camps in China where they have hundreds of thousands of ethnic minorities that the Chinese government wants to exterminate. So Donald Trump is telling the truth about this. The Chinese government, not happy with Donald Trump. By the way, that's another part of the sellout arrangement. I mentioned that Google, Facebook, Amazon, they buy out the so-called right-wing, supposedly conservative, nonprofit organizations in Washington, D.C. Another buyer is the Chinese Communist government. Let's grab another story here. And boy, is that one heck of a story. China buying our media, buying the entertainment companies, buying the backbone of the internet, building the engineered, doctored chips that will go into your phone, into your computer, with back doors wide open to reading from the mothership in China. Here's some more demented demon rat verbiage. Democrat demon rat Representative Torres says, I am afraid. Let's see if I've got this on video. This is so demented. I don't know whether I'll have video of her. On Friday's broadcast of CNN's Right Now, Representative Norma Torres, Democrat of California, said she is afraid Russian President Vladimir Putin has negative information he is leveraging to control President Donald Trump. Ooh. Boy, she's got the inside scoop, does she not? She says, I'm afraid that Vladimir Putin may have something on the president, and it is the reason why. The superfluous word why there needs to work on her English. It is the reason the president has continued to play the handmaid to Vladimir Putin. Well, she's being generous there in her choice of the term handmaid. The demon rats use other words to describe a relationship between Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump. Inviting him to the White House. Ooh, bad. Oh, and opening the doors. Ooh, bad. And not having any advisors present. Taking the notes from the interpreter and continuing to talk to him and continuing to parrot everything that he tells him. Oh, Vladimir Putin, the Svengali. Yes, can you see it now? He has his gold watch on a chain. Svengali, swinging the watch. Pendulum-like in front of the president's hypnotized eyes. These people are nuts. They are demented. The demon rats. Let's see, demented. We could work the word demented in there somewhere. The demented party. She added, Russia is no friend of the U.S. They have never been a friend to us. They continue to compromise us internationally. They continue to attack our friends and our allies overseas. So we have to be very careful. We have to keep a close eye on how this continues to evolve. See, that's right out of, 1984. Who is the mythical enemy in there? Is it, I forgot his name. Was it Emmanuel Goldman? This mythical enemy that pops up on the computer screen, and the poor citizens abused by the media are frightened like sheep about wars that don't even exist, enemies that don't even exist. Then the CNN host says, you said you think that Putin may have some things, meaning compromising information, compromat, as it said in Russia, on President Trump. Remember that? Remember when Shifty Pencil Neck Adam Schiff was talking to two Ukrainian hoaxers, comedians, who called his office saying they were high-level Russian officials, like ministers of Russia. Schiff believed that and then talked with him. And he said, what is the nature of the compromat that you have on President Trump? And they said, we have the naked sex pictures. And Schiff, you could just feel him, peeing in his pants with excitement. we will stay in touch with you. The compromat pictures are the sex pictures of Donald Trump. Oh my gosh, this is the same Schiff who said I have the proof of collusion with Russia. Then Torres says, there is no other reason why President, admit to why, Tori, Torres, there is no other reason President Trump continues to capitulate to what Putin is telling him. He doesn't do that with anyone else. Does he do that with Melania? He doesn't do it with anyone else. This is clearly a Is it a romantic relationship between Vladimir and Donald Trump? Are there naked sex pictures? He doesn't do that with anyone else. He doesn't do that with his advisors. He doesn't do that with his American ambassadors who are providing him time and time and time again. National security advisors that tell him that this is nothing but Russian propaganda that he continues to not believe. Our own intelligence over Putin. Of course, now, notice all these demon rats. They're extolling. Whenever they speak about a deep state department scum or pukes, they refer to them as dedicated civil servants. Oh, right. My ass. Civil servants dedicated to their oath, dedicated to the Constitution and our country, bravely protecting you and me. Again, I say, my ass. These are careerist pukes, vastly overpaid, vastly underqualified, disgusting traitors against our country. But see, they're the deep state. So they on and on and on they go. You don't listen to the highly qualified professionals. See, they've been used to steering and running our country for decades. And when they run into a wimp like George Bush Jr., they just lead him around like a pig with a ring in his nose. Let's take a look back at the president's tweets here. The president is, let's see if we've got something brand new from the president. Go right up here to the top. Refresh his Twitter account. Nothing brand new coming in. Let me see if I can get a little audio. Here is I will be signing our $738 billion defense spending bill today. And he goes on to list some details, including a Space Force, Southern Border Wall funding. Good. Here's another one on this garbage from Christianity Today. A far-left magazine, or very progressive, as some would call it, which has been doing poorly. It has a very low circulation now, like 30,000 free copies circulated in something like 100,000 paid circulation. That's pretty small in the evangelical community, which is huge. There are, you know, the evangelical community, of course, is very conservative and hugely supportive of the president. So Christianity Today is just calling itself evangelical and hasn't been involved with the Billy Graham family for many years. Christianity Today's knows nothing about reading a perfect transcript of a routine phone call and would rather have a radical left non-believer who wants to take your religion and your guns than Donald Trump as your president. Find another good one. I like this. Several people who say the greatest president of my lifetime. Hear, hear. Here's Jay Sekulow, one of the attorneys working with our president. He says, the Senate can begin their trial phase at any time and call for presentation of articles by the House. If no one shows up, case dismissed, says Jay Sekulow. Then he goes on, Pelosi and the House have no role in the next phase. Let's go to a caller here, Bruce. Bruce in Texas. Can you hear us, Bruce?
Roger that. You hear me?
Yes, I do. What's on your mind, Bruce?
All right. Long time, no talk. Where did you get that? I caught your the start of your show or the part of the show where you're talking about the FCC regulations for broadcast stations, that they have to provide equal time for different political sides.
Yes, it's the federal. Yes, I will. Right after this break, it's the FCC, and we'll talk about it right after this break. Stay with us, Bruce.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back, folks, and we've got a great question here from Bruce in Texas. And Bruce, I'm with you, Bruce. I need to educate myself, and here's part of the education here. Let me go here. Senator Josh Hawley, Republican of Missouri, has introduced the Ending Support for Internet Censorship Act. Now, he did this back at the end of June of this year. A major update to the way big tech companies are treated under Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, the CDA. So there's your law, the Communications Decency Act. And Senator Hawley's legislation removes the immunity big tech companies receive under Section 230 unless they submit to an external audit that proves by clear and convincing evidence. Now, here's the important part, and this is what we need, Bruce, that their algorithms and content removal practices are politically neutral. Now, Senator Hawley's legislation does not apply to small and medium-sized tech companies. Now, this is important because if you have a small website, Bruce, Josh Hawley doesn't want to audit whether or not you are politically neutral. He doesn't even want you to be politically neutral. But what Hawley is onto, and it's true, is that these companies, hold on to your phone there a little bit, Bruce. It's kind of scrubbing around.
Yeah, I got it.
These companies, Google, Twitter, Facebook, they have so much power, like a Bell telephone, like an AT&T, that they must offer neutrality. They must not censor us because they are like oxygen. We don't have any other Facebook or any other Twitter. The president has to use Twitter. So it's intolerable that they are deleting people, that they are downgrading their posts, that they are slanting their algorithms to prevent, to slant searches. This can't happen because, it's Robert Epstein, an academic who's a genius in studying the media. He says that if you allow Google, Facebook, Twitter, and this half dozen such media companies, if you allow them to tweak the algorithms, to screw around with the flow of information on the internet, they can alter an election outcome in the United States by 12 million votes. That's one of the numbers he's put out there and defended. That's how huge it is. It's not a small thing. It's not like it would, you know, maybe affect 50,000 votes. That's a lot. No, he says 12 million votes that they could swing in a national election. In other words, if Google and these companies are all left wing, if they remain free to screw around with our ability to post information on the internet and to communicate on the internet, they can take away our country.
That's the definition of interfering in elections.
Yeah, you got it, buddy. You got it. They project. What they do, they accuse you of doing what they do all the time.
Well, hey, remember when the Democrats were pushing for
Let's remember it. Let's remember it Sunday. We'll be back on the air Sunday, Bruce. And we'll see you all then back here in the Trump Clubhouse in the Sunday edition. See you then.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.